We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning, following up on a wild Phillies-Dodgers series. And most of it was very, very good. Now, obviously not the end yesterday. We'll talk about it. But the Phils win 3-4 in L.A. That was good. We'll also, of course, put a bow on the 76ers' failed season and the press conference that happened after our show on Friday. More on the Eagles, the upcoming season, the schedule as well. All of it here with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
People can suffer from a psychological disorder called boanthropy that makes them believe that they are a cow. They try to live their life as a cow.
Yeah, here's the problem with that fact. I'm suffering from the fact you didn't even greet me with a hello. Like, what am I, not worthy?
Throw right in there, huh?
I mean, I don't get like a, hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, buddy?
It was.
Hi.
It was a fantastic weekend.
Good.
It was.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that.
Right?
Dude, the world is looking up. The Phillies are looking up.
Positive job today.
That colors everything else. I'm excited about the way that this offense is looking.
Yeah, look, they obviously are playing better. Look, terrific job by the Phillies, and we want to hear from everyone on all these topics. We're going to cover the gamut today, 215-592-9494. Great job by the Phillies. Now, I focus much, much, much more on the positives of the three wins than the negative of the frustrating ninth inning yesterday, and it was frustrating. And losing the lead and the whole deal. But big picture, great job of the Phils. Now, coming from the 76ers debacle, we needed it.
Yeah.
We needed this from the Phillies. It's important for our sports psyche. It's important for our sports heart. And the Phillies, to a large extent, really came through this weekend, which is great to see. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not going to do a whole song and dance about how the Phils definitively turned the corner. This proves they're good. This season here, now they're going to take it from here and off they go. Like, I'm not there, all right? Because I need to see a lot more good before I truly believe. But this was, John, a nice weekend and certainly does provide a springboard at a time considering the debacle of the 76ers. We needed it.
This was a real shot in the arm for me. Yeah, I know we were 5-2. I know it was a heartbreaker yesterday. The way I look at this, you know, the game we lost in Seattle was bogus. That was a great start from Aaron Nola, and somehow they dribbled their way to a 5-4 win. That could have been a win. We know yesterday could have been a win.
No question.
They could have gone undefeated on this road swing. A West Coast trip coming home 7-0. I know that's not what happened, but they played well enough for that to be reasonable, for that to be possible.
I agree.
You know how amazing that is compared to where I was with this team? I was close to being, you know, despondent, to where it was like, oh, man, another hopeless feeling type of year. And, you know, Bryce is hurt and things just aren't going. And we got Schwarber. Looks like a bust. Like, all that stuff going through my head. And then this was beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice.
This has become, and by the way, this offense quietly has rounded out into one of the best offenses in baseball. One of the best offenses in baseball. We scored 50 runs on that trip. 50 runs, Joe.
And a lot of them were against the Dodgers, who are a great pitching
team. Think about
that. I know.
We batted .287. Up for the trip.
Yeah.
As a team, we batted .287. 14 home runs. .857 OPS.
Think about that.
How about the fact that the Phillies have the best offense in baseball based on OPS?
That's amazing.
Based on slugging percentage.
Number one in the whole sport?
We are 750 OPS as a team. We have a 431 slugging percentage as a team. We've scored 172 runs.
John did some research, ladies and gentlemen.
Third, man. That is third in Major League Baseball. And the Angels and the Dodgers are ahead of us.
Can I ask you a question?
That's pretty nice company. Hold on.
Yeah.
The only and the way I look at this is our offense has finally come into its own. They're finally feeling it. We're gonna get Bryce back better and healthier after this shot. He will be better, and we know he's amazing. We learned what we need on this trip. Everything's more clarified. The Achilles heel the past couple years has been the bullpen. We thought the bullpen had been addressed. We thought it was fixed. We thought it was better. It's still not good enough.
Well, quite clearly, yeah.
And they can make some changes there. I mean, they can add. They are willing to spend. They will buy help in the bullpen. I feel like that is a fixable area that we will come. We have a path. We have a path to the postseason. We have an offense that other teams are drooling over, other fans are drooling over, and we know what ails us.
Let me ask this question, and John, I'll ask this to you, but I'll ask it by extension to everyone at 215-592-9494. After seeing what they did this past week, and specifically against one of the, if not the best team in baseball, in the Dodgers, John, do you think the Phillies have turned the corner?
Yep, sure do. They have turned the corner. And I am thrilled. I mean, it just feels like summer's getting started.
Well, it does. So, you know, I'll say this. I feel a bit of a conundrum here because, like John, I'm excited, clearly. I mean, again, guys, really frustrating. They lost that, you know, ninth inning, gave up the lead. By the way, quick aside, the first pitch was a strike and it was called a ball and it changed the entire at bat.
How about that,
changed
Joe?
The entire at bat. Don't robo ump me.
Hey,
I'm not in the mood.
Robo ump fixes our problems to some degree too. There so many occasions.
By the way, I
so
also,
many occasions this one, weekend one, where you are holding baseball back. You, Joe DeCamera, are holding Major League Baseball back.
One
people
other,
like you.
One other little aside. Who was the right fielder in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth last night? I can't remember which player it was.
Castellanos?
I guess it was Castellanos. Yeah. I kind of wish he had run into that fool fan of L.A. that had his glove dangling down.
Oh,
if he had
but that was after he passed.
No, look, the guy pulled it back probably in time, but if Castellanos had run into that guy's arm, maybe he gets an interference and the player has to stop him. That guy's an idiot, by the way. I'm not talking about Castellanos. That fan, his team is within like 3 seconds of winning the game, and he's got his arm down there dangling around where the ball is.
Yeah,
what a fool. All right, that aside. Obviously, I'm pumped up with what the Phillies did. I'm not where John is, where it's like, all right, it's all on. In the words of Penny Lane, it's all happening. It might all be happening, but I'm not convinced yet. I'm convinced the Phillies are going to hit a lot this year. I mean, John's stats that he's rolling out and what the Phillies have done now for, I guess it's about six or so weeks into the season, offensively it has been impressive. And they really tagged the Dodgers pitching. I mean, they really tagged their pitching. I will say, though,
slowed down a little bit yesterday after the second.
It did. And again, man, Nola, that guy, I can't even begin to imagine. I mean, you lose count of how many times they have blown games in which he I'm talking over the last 3 or 4 years, in which he has left the game with the lead. He leaves yesterday after 7. They're up 4-2.
Oh, he was nasty.
Familia
yesterday.
Gives up the one in the eighth. It's just, I feel like Aaron Nola could have, it's got to be 25 extra wins over the last 4 years if they'd ever closed out the kind of games he set him up with. All that aside, the bullpen is an issue. I mean, it's great, John, that the hitting has really impressed, and it has. But when I look at this team, part of what pulls me back from being where you are this morning, saying they turned the corner, is we know that this bullpen has cost them playoff berths at least twice,
okay,
and might again.
It might, and I feel secure in the knowledge that Dave Dombrowski will address it. And
you say that every single year.
Okay.
And they never address it
this
enough.
Year, we paid across the luxury threshold. Like, this year, he absolutely is going to pay more. And by the way, I think you can re-strategize, rearrange some guys and put take what we have and make it even better. You know, like, right now, we've seen Knable sort of blow up a couple times.
Couple times, yep.
We've seen Sir Anthony get in there and shut it down. But he's in a, you know, he's the high leverage guy where he goes an inning and it's usually like eighth. And then he's out.
Alvarado had a disaster that they overcame earlier in the series, but he had a disaster inning.
He worries all of us. But now you got Familia and Alvarado who are both like potential blow-ups. And Knebel, I don't trust him much either.
Well,
but it is better than what we've had the last couple years. It is improved. There is talent there, and they will add more. And then this team, man, think about it.
All right, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this weekend's Phillies-Dodgers series, what stood out to you? Do you feel, as John has, that the Phillies have turned the corner? By the way, the standings, looked it up this morning. Phillies officially 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. Now, that's the third wild card, which I knew right from the beginning of the year was going to keep them in it pretty much the whole way. I mean, it wasn't like the Phillies were going to be 10 or 15 games below 500. They should be, they really should be at a minimum, a 500 type team. And of course, we expected that they'd be more than a 500 team. So they're going to be in this deep into September. Opportunity is ripe for the picking. I mean, my God, as bad as they played in the first month, to still only be 2.5 games out, it goes to show you that baseball is helping teams like the Phillies who can play average to be in it longer. We want to see them play better than average. Lately, they have.
They didn't, yeah. They
lately, they have. And I'll tell you this. Credit to a couple guys. Castellanos, year one with the Phillies, he is really hitting. Bryce Harper is playing this year just like he did last year.
How about that,
Well, how about that, John? So it is amazing how I am not ever allowed to give Bryce Harper a compliment without John saying, how about that, Joe? How about that?
Weren't you raising concern last week about Bryce's performances?
Well, I mean, you were too about 2 weeks ago. And then also, I got to tell you, man, Segura's hitting a lot also. He's hitting a lot.
Segura's hitting .309 right now.
He's doing a lot of what he did last year. I mean, he pretty
Segura's got six home runs this year already.
And a bunch just in the last.
And he's flying around the bases. You know, the whole hustle thing. Like, remember that whole thing?
Yeah, I remember.
Like,
He's been great. Playing a great second base, too.
But good second base. Stole third a couple days ago.
Camargo is awesome defensively.
Well, the double play they had, the unbelievable. All right, so look, let's go to the phones. Obviously, we wish they had won yesterday.
You know what, though?
What?
That's another thing.
What?
Everyone's saying, oh, this defense, they'll never be good. That's going to be the biggest problem for this team. This weekend, the defense was excellent. This weekend, the defense helped us win these games against the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I can also make the case.
We made plays, man. We made plays when we had to, and they were not easy plays to make.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. It was a high level of difficulty, and we were still up to the task.
Castellanos had a weak throw from right that hurt them. Schwarber's got a horrible arm.
Talking about the throw on the last play last night?
I think it was the one earlier in the inning when the ball got roped down there. Look, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to say about the Phils. We want to hear from you, your reaction to the Phils series. We'll get into the Sixers. We'll get into the Eagles with the schedule as well. Do you think the Phillies have turned the corner? 215-592-9494. John in Medford kicks us off. Hello, John.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was going to sing today, but they lost yesterday. So it has to be a win, I told my wife, or I'll sing High Hopes.
There you go. I'll tell you what, could you imagine if in the first month and a half of the season that the Phillies had 2 4-game sweeps of teams?
Yeah, I would have no voice left.
It almost happened.
But anyhow, I've got to tell you, the defense really tightened up, man.
They've played better. Yep.
And I'll tell you what, you know what the key to it is? If they can keep Segura on second base without moving him all around, that's the key. When he stays at... He's got a great relay on the double play ball. And I'll tell you another thing, too, this and the defense in general, we were being knocked before the season, knocked. You know, Castellanos and Schwarber, they have their They're tough getting the balls. They're slow, their arms. But, you know, Castellanos has only made 2 errors this year. You know, so
he's been great.
He's hitting, although I noticed that he was hitting over 300 and had dipped under 300. So I think he likes hitting at home. But anyway, this is a big accomplishment for the Phillies. And I just say the future's looking up because, like I said, if we can get Moniak back into the picture, because Odubel.
He's got to be good, though, John.
What's that?
He's got to be good. I mean, obviously, Moniak's going to get a chance to play a lot if he proves he should. I mean, out of the gate, he's going to get a shot whenever he's ready. But just know this. I am not convinced on Mickey Moniak till I see it for multiple weeks of this guy proving that he's pretty good.
And actually,
spring training doesn't count.
it doesn't. But when we were leaving for this road trip, Girardi got saved by this road trip. He was saved.
Well, I'll tell you this, John. He might have been. I mean, look, before this road trip, you know, there were a lot of us calling for him to be fired, myself included. And I mean, honest to God, I was calling for him to be fired a couple days before the road trip even began. The sequencing here is escaping me a bit. But there was, you know, he survived. I guess it was when they had those 2 off days because of the rain. So they had the horrible game. What was it on Thursday? Yeah. So I thought Friday morning, 2 Fridays ago, he could get zipped that day. He did not. He survives that series. They go out west. And you're right. You can make a case that this road trip might have saved Joe Girardi. Let's go to Rick in Deptford. Hello, Rick.
Hey, let me take y'all speaker.
You got it, Rick. Talk to us, my man. What do you got for us after that Philly series?
I am so, you know, Girardi's got to go. This man, the way he uses his bullpen, has he ever played baseball in his life? He's got starters. They're doing great. Let him go an extra inning or two. This stupid idiot idea that a pitcher can't go up past 100 pitches. He has no bullpen. Why is he pulling out a pitcher that's doing well to put in his bullpen one by one by one? He's going to come across one of them and that's going to have a bad game. You know, these five wins, he's lucky he got those 5 wins because 2 of those wins only were because the Phillies outscored the other team.
Well, they outslugged them,
The other teams were coming back.
So, Rick, hold on. Let's take it one by one here. Are you saying that Aaron Nola should have been given the 8th inning yesterday?
Yes. Don't depend on Familia, and then you have to depend on your closer. You got 2 guys that you have to depend on holding on a 2-run lead.
Yeah.
Let Nola go.
I can't say it's a fine line.
It
though,
is.
Rick.
It is.
It's a fine line.
He was
remember
at 108.
Yeah, 108 pitches. And remember, these pitchers, their arms have they've just come to where they're stretched out, and you know they can go 100 pitches. Like, this is new stuff. He's being a little bit conservative, but I'd prefer that to the alternative where you try to stretch a guy out and he ends up having an injury from it. I felt okay about the way Aaron Nola was pulled. I feel bad for Aaron Nola, just that this team doesn't seem to do quite enough when he's on the mound. That game in Seattle was horrendous. Should have been a win. 5-4 loss. Aaron Nola has pitched great this last, I don't know, 3 games, 4 games.
And he still only has 1 win to show for it. Was he 1-4, I think?
He's got one win on the season.
I think the Phillies are 1-7, and it starts this season, which is unbelievable.
Wow. James, I don't know how you look up. I guess it's in there somewhere in that internet thing. How many times they've blown leads for him over the last 4 years or so. But I'd be fascinated to know the number. It's got to be a high number, man.
They've blown a lot, it feels like.
A lot. Now, this is not to say that Aaron Nola is definitively the old Aaron Nola, and he's truly – like, I don't know. I got to see more of Nola to know. He's done a pretty good job out of the gates this year.
Man, it looks good.
It looks pretty good.
The way he's controlling the fastball.
He's had his own issues before over the last couple of years. I mean, let's not act like he didn't revert to average form himself.
Sure.
But he, to his credit, has pitched above average this year. And they just have this unbelievable knack of losing games in which he pitches good.
He's really rising up through the ranks in terms of, like, all-time Phillies strikeouts.
He's got to be up near the top of the league.
It's also not a hard number. Phillies don't have that many pitchers to pitch for them for 10 years. I mean, they just don't have that many good pitchers. They got like the top four or five guys historically, and then after that, it's a big drop-off. Let's go to Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
So real quick, I want to go back to last Friday. I know it was rough for all of us, so it definitely warranted postponing the Beat the Hammer,
yep.
But I don't think it should have been canceled. So, Joe, I think you should have to do a doubleheader this week, in my opinion.
Hey, maybe he does that count as a forfeit by Joe?
Oh, boy.
It's against either a forfeit or a doubleheader, one or the other. I mean, it's a second-round exit like usual.
Maybe
so
both.
Dan, let me ask you the question. Speaking of a doubleheader, who's the Hall of Famer that said, let's play two?
I have no idea, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm not the hammer.
Dan. I mean, Dan, I don't know. I mean, so, Dan, you and me right now, five questions. I'm taking this guy on.
Well, then you would get the W.
100%
absolutely.
I would get the W. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to boast about. You know what I mean?
Unless I threw it like the Black Sox. Do you know what team the Black Sox were, Dan?
Look at Joe flexing.
What? Hold on. I want to see if Dan in Northeast Philadelphia knows what team the Black Sox were.
It was the White Sox.
Okay, good. All right, just making sure. I mean, my next question to you is going to be who's Babe Ruth, but all right, so you got that covered. All right, Dan, what's your reaction to what we saw this weekend?
Okay, so real quick, let me get into it. I think that Castellanos had a poor series, so if he picks up his play, I can't imagine what this offense can become, but I can't put any trust into this team, and that's just from years past. I know it's a new year, new team, but I'm so used to seeing this, and then they go lose, you know, three out of four to, like, a team like Detroit or Cincinnati. So I don't want to get too revved up. I mean, it was nice to see, but I don't want to make too much of it. Really, I want to jump into the Sixers.
Go ahead, man. Yeah, for sure.
Them bringing Doc back is just – it's unreal to me.
Yeah.
He's so passive-aggressive with everything he says. And it's just like, is that going to be addressed by anybody? Is that going to be addressed by Josh Harris? Or can anybody in the media call him out on it, like on his relationship with the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's at the point you almost can't even critique his coaching because you end up, you know, talking about the ridiculous things he says.
Well, so a couple things. I was disappointed that there was not a question to Daryl Morey in the press conference the other day about why he and Josh Harris, as the boss of Doc Rivers, permits Doc Rivers to behave that way. I was very disappointed that question wasn't asked. And we're going to have to probably wait, I would think, a long time until either Daryl Morey or Josh Harris takes a podium setting again to be asked such a question. So it's a really frustrating reality as a Sixers fan to know that the head coach thinks, I mean, honest to God, he just thinks so little of us and our sports culture.
Oh, yeah, and Joe, I'm with you. It makes it, like, almost rooting for the team. Like, it's hard because he's so unlikable. Even with Brett Brown or even Joe Girardi, like, I have, you know, my questions at the time, but it was coaching that I was questioning, not the person. And it's just like, I just don't like this guy. I don't like him.
Dan, I appreciate the phone call. It's an interesting distinction he makes there, and I agree with it. As frustrated as we've been with Girardi, and certainly we have been at various junctures, and as frustrated as we got with Brett Brown, the reality is I found Brett Brown as a person totally rootable. I mean, here's a guy who would slog through the process and always seemed to have a cheerful disposition. And Joe Girardi, while really annoying with some of his maneuvers sometimes, for the most part, I think presents himself as a really good guy. I want Joe Girardi to succeed. It's just the Doc Rivers thing, man. It's a whole different world. I'll ask this Twitter poll question of the day. We'll throw it out right now. Do you agree with the 76ers' decision to bring Doc Rivers back for another season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And certainly we want to hear from you on the phone lines. Look, I know most people are going to totally disagree with this. Talk to us. 215-592-9494. The decision of Josh Harris and Daryl Morey to retain Doc Rivers. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you hate it times 10? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We'll discuss that. We'll wrap up the Sixers season. We'll move to the Eagles schedule and more. Plus the Phils. A really impressive weekend. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.